Welcome back. This is the Prep Wall Report, and I am your host, Arrington Blackman. Today, I'm accompanied by Randy Thomas, Stephen Manrique, Greg Leatherwood, and Christian Crittenden. We got a good show today for you guys. We got a good discussion about this weekend. Key game coming up. Semifinals preview, maybe. Then we have a big interview with one of Detroit's most underrated players in my eyes. And then we have state championship predictions. But we're going to start off with our big interview with Justin Turner out of Detroit Renaissance. All right, Justin, so we're going to start you off with a couple questions. First of all, how's your day going?
My day is going well. Just getting out of school.
That's good. Where's your mind as far as basketball? How do you feel?
I feel good. I just got refocused. You know, we just took the loss in the GSL championship. So I took a couple of days off and I got back in the gym trying to get my mind right now. I'm ready to make the state turning around.
All right, we're going to move on to Steven. He has a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, Justin, could you just assess how this whole season's been for you guys? It was kind of up and down.
Yeah, this season's been like a roller coaster. I mean, us having some injuries, transfer players, young players, and we went on a losing game streak in the middle of the season. So, and it was back end of the season. We got our transfer back, Daryl, who added a great addition to the team. And we made our late run, and they gave him the inning count, so that's what we gave him, played in the championship.
Okay, Justin, Arrington Blackman again. Question, as far as your season, I don't think a lot of people appreciate your what all you bring to the team. I know you deal with a lot of young guys on the team, and you've had to take a leadership role this year. How does it feel being a leader and one of the best players on the team?
Oh, it feels good, you know. It was a big step for my sophomore year because we had a lot of seniors. So I really learned from them. And I'm going to be a leader on my team now. I'm a junior. Everybody looking at what I do. So I got to be a leader physically, vocally. And I got to set good examples.
Yeah, Justin, where do you see yourself in the city right now? There's a lot of good guards, Cassius Winston, Kamari Newman. Where do you see yourself?
I think I'm right at the top. They said Cassius is always number one, but I think I'm right there with him.
All right, Justin, can you just talk about the recruiting process? How's it going for you so far? Do you have any offers or interest from any schools?
Oh, yeah. I have offers from schools like Toledo, Central, Eastern. Schools like Cleveland State recruiting me, Bowling Green, Akron, Xavier, just to name a few. And some more MAC schools.
Do you have maybe a favorite or a team that you like the most?
No, I don't really have a favorite right now. I'm really keeping like, all my options open.
Have you taken any visits?
No, that's it.
Okay. What are you going to be looking for in a school when you make your decision?
Oh, just what I like, how far it's going to depend, the academics, how close I'm going to be with my family, and the type of system I'm in, and just the people I want to be around.
Just to talk on this season again, how does it feel, you know, other than the leadership role, dealing with the injury? How did you battle back in the injury and try to impact your team as soon as you stepped back on the court?
That was a slow process, but I had to be more ready mentally, just knowing I wouldn't be able to do so much stuff I was able to do before, like athleticism, you know, getting up, dunking. And just, so I had to come back slowly, and I had to make sure I was 100%. I didn't want to get back and hurt it again.
All right, so now that the season is coming to an end, how do you feel about the playoffs? What are your thoughts on that, and how far do you think you guys can go?
Oh, we can make a deep run. I know we are running to Cassius Winston in the second round. We beat Mumford. And if we can get bad as them, I feel like we can make a deep run. So we're getting ready for it now.
All right, yeah, because there's a lot of competition in that class that you're in, so you guys got to come ready.
You're right.
Justin, can you talk about how you think your game has progressed throughout your high school career, coming as a freshman up to now, as defensively or your offensive game, think it's gotten better?
Oh, yeah. It got real better. I do everything. My freshman year, I came in, I was probably just a scorer. I wasn't really looking to create like that, but now I facilitate. I'm going to rebound. I'm going to get some stops on defense. I'm trying to pretty much do it all now.
That's good. I'm glad that you focused your game and you guys are looking forward to the playoffs. Just to loosen up some tension in these questions, who do you think your favorite basketball player is, college or pros?
You said, who was my favorite basketball player?
Yeah, either the college or post. Who do you idol? Who is your favorite basketball player? Who do you try to model your game after? Who do you think is playing the night out?
My favorite player would be Dwayne Wade. I just love his slashing game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one guy that can really play. He's been playing for a long
time. Yeah, in the post, yeah. And in college, it would probably be, well, in college, it was Trey Burke when he was in college, just how he ran his team and his will.
Yeah, phenomenal player.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Justin, on the behalf of Prep Ball Report, and have a good day.
Oh, yeah, no problem, you too.
Now, that wraps it up with our interview with Justin Turner. We're now going to transition into our preview of the Operation Friendship games coming up. We got U of D versus number one Western, and we got St. Mary's versus Rennie. What are your thoughts on this game, Steven?
Well, I think it's a state championship semifinal preview between Western and Renaissance. Western, obviously, ranked number one in state and undefeated. They have a lot of depth, talent for any team in the state to match. What do you guys think?
Well, Western and Renaissance, they played each other before, and I think it was a pretty, not necessarily evenly matched game because Western has more talent, but I believe that Renaissance can keep up with those guys. Those guys kept them guys to a low-scoring game, and they played a lot of good defense. And I think, yeah, this would be a good preview of the semifinalist game for the state championship. I will have to give it to Western once again, though, unfortunately.
On paper, Western should win easily, but I just think, like, U of D always plays, like, better when their opponent has a bigger name, like Morgan Park. Or
They lock down. They lock down when they have bigger names. Crip, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to agree with most of the things you guys were saying. It is a preview for the state championship semifinal game. Both Braylon Neely and Cassius Winston, two AAU teammates, going off against each other. I guess I'll go with U of D. You guys are going Western. I think you guys said, U of D plays better when they have, you know, when they play a big name, and Western is a huge name. And I think one thing that Renaissance did was they played a zone. And I don't think U of D may or may not play a zone, but they have the athletes to definitely match up with Western to play man-to-man defense. And I think it'll be a very high-scoring game since both teams they don't really play zone, they play man-to-man defense. So it's kind of, you know, run and gun to some extent.
Yeah, I believe that too, Chris. I just want to go back on what I said. When I said Western was winning, I meant to say for the semifinalists, if that happened for the state championship. For this game, I do believe U of D will win. Like you said, Steven, they play really good defense, and they step up to the plate when they play big names. Unfortunately, they don't do that with little names because I guess they get a little lackadaisical and think they're just going to win. So this will be a big challenge. You know, a lot of people at this game, probably a lot of numbers. So, you know, the lights are on, and everybody's going to be a little focused on Cassius Winston. And he never fails to, you know, show up at the big time and show up at the big lights. So, Greg, what do you think?
For the consolation game, I look for Renaissance to run away with this one over St. Mary's. I don't think St. Mary's has the talent, athleticism, or skill to match up with Justin Turner and company. And for the championship game in Western versus U of D, I'm going to take Western in this one. I believe this is, like you said, a state final, semifinal preview. And I'm going to take Western in this one because I think whoever wins this game will end up losing at the Breslin. And I'm going to take Western in this one simply because it's too much talent on the floor and UD Jesuit hasn't seen it yet. You got the sharp shooting of Josh McFoley, the quickness of Braylon Neely, big fella down low, and Gerald Blackshear, who's just too athletic for Greg Aneke, in my opinion. I'm going to take Western in this game, but I do not look for them to run away with it. U of D Jesuit will put up a strong fight led by, obviously, All-State point guard Cassius Winston. But I look for Western to win this game by single digits, usually a 4-6 range.
So, Greg, hold on. Greg, you don't think Cassius Winston will step up to the plate and drop 40 at least?
Cassius Winston will have a big night. He will have a huge game, as he always does in big-time situations. But I just believe Western has too much talent. I mean, you want to talk about Josh McFoley, UDM commit, Gerald Blackshear, another UDM commit, Braylon Neely, 2016, one of the best guards in the state.
They got him coming off the bench. And like for those big teams they play early in the year, they didn't really have that many good players. You know, Morgan Park had, you know, Charlie Moore and, you know, Marcus Levette. But other than that, their bench wasn't that strong. But Western, Western bench is a powerhouse. They got players all positions. And like you said, Greg Aneke, they have struggles with, you know, other big guys that are more physical than them. Yes. So, Steven?
Yeah, Greg, my question for you is, do you think this game's going to be decided in the interior or perimeter? You know, Western has six guards they can throw at you, but they also have four guys 6'6" and taller. So, what do you think of that?
I think this game is going to be decided in the paint. You know, with the guards, obviously Cassius Winston is probably the best pure point guard in the state, regardless of class. You know, so he's gonna level everything out as far as the guards. It doesn't matter what Western has or what they throw at him, he's gonna handle it. And as far as the big fellas down low, I think Blackshear is just gonna be way too much for Greg, both Greg and Eke. I mean, he's 6'8", athletic, and he throws down dunks on top of people. This guy, he's just going to be a little bit too much. And we can't forget about the great quickness of Kareem Murray.
Yeah.
The three guard for Western.
Yeah,
He has tremendous quickness, and he can shoot the basketball really well. He's great off the dribble, attacking the basket, and I just don't see UD Jesuit handling all these pieces.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
To put something on top of that, you know, some teams don't play as well when other teams, like, you know, when you have Kareem, he plays with extreme physicality. You know, he runs over anything. If you get in his way, you know, you might want to watch out. He's a pretty physical player. With quickness, that's a scary sight to see. So, unfortunately, you know, after Greg, you know, it might not be as easy as I thought it was. UD might not pull this one away as easy as I, you know, pursued it, you know, to say that earlier. So, I don't know with this one. I'm going to have to leave it up in the air.
I also like those two scrappy guards Western has off the bench, Armani Tinsley and Kyrie Boynton. They both play their role, which is defense, so.
Yes, it's going to be a very good game. Obviously, on paper, Western has more talent, but UD shows up in big-time games. It is one of those games where you never know, anything can happen. The smallest thing is going to swing this game, in my opinion.
And another factor you got to play in, Western is loaded with guards and big fellas, and UD Jesuit has battle foul trouble. Big names have battle foul trouble all year. You got Matt Shear, who's battle foul trouble all year. Ike Eke. Foul trouble early. And with Cassius and Greg are really the only for sure guys at this point for UD Jesuit to show up night in and night out.
Back, Gary?
Well, Gary Collins has his nights, but he's mainly brings the intensity on the defensive end. I mean, he's going to be a big part in slowing down Kareem Murray. And if Braylon Needley or Josh McFoley gets hot, I'm sure Coach Donnelly will assign that matchup to Gary Collins as well. But as far as this game goes,
somebody's going to have to put the ball in the basket at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, yes. And the rumor is out that Mr. Duru, Obi Duru, will not be able to participate in this game as well. So that will play a big part for this game. Elijah Collins, freshman guard, will have to step up. Like I said, Matt Shear battles foul trouble a lot. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I look for Western to run away with this one. Cassius Winston will put on the show. As I said, he will put on the show, but I don't think it'll be enough for the Western Cowboys.
With Obi Duru out of that rotation, it looks like UD is going to have to go on its forbidden bench that they don't normally go to. So we'll look to see who will step up off the bench for UD. You know, those guys, they should be hungry, so, you know.
Yeah, they normally only go 8 deep, and with Obi out, I see what Coach Allen wants to do with that, who is give the minutes to, but maybe they might just go 7, and I hope for the best.
Yeah, you have 7 and have a lot of Gatorade.
Western can go double digits.
Yeah, Western is a deep team, but being deep doesn't always help.
You'd be better just keep some Gatorade on the side, because those guys are going to get tired if they don't open up that bench.
And another quality key to this game is Cedric Mutebi has played big in big games. He grabbed 7 rebounds against Morgan Park, and he grabbed 9 rebounds against Saginaw Arthur Hill. So this guy's going to have to be great off the bench. He's going to have to be a key factor for UD Jesuit off the bench.
As much hype that surrounds this game, unfortunately, it is not the state championship game. With it being the tail end of the regular season, we're going to have some state championship predictions. Steven, can you help us out with that?
Yes, definitely, Arrington. Starting with Class D, a lot of people's favorite is Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes. We just saw them recently dominate in the Catholic League CD Division Championship. And they're just loaded at every position. Nick Roback, Andrew Klein, they're just loaded. They're my favorite in Class D.
Great.
I'm going to go with Steven on this one. The Andrew kid, the point guard, he's really, really good. I've seen this kid play 2 times this year, as he said, in the CD championship game, and I look for All Indian Lakes to run away with the Class D state championship.
They might get some competition from the West Side, from Baldwin, who they're pretty good. They have a Division One shit on there.
Crit, what are your thoughts on Class D?
Yeah, I got to go with these two guys. I got Waterford, Our Lady of Lakes. No one, I don't see anyone beating them. They're just unstoppable.
All right, so we're going to move on to Class C, Stephen.
Right now, my favorite is Flint Beecher. You know, they played up a couple games and dominated those games. But I also think they might get some competition from Jackson Lumen Christie, who moved down from B to C. And also look out for Detroit Loyola. They had an up and down season, but they could get hot during the playoffs.
Do you think DeMarco Dickerson is going to perform at all?
Well, he's obviously all Catholic, and he has the potential to do it.
Greg, what are your thoughts on Class C?
I'm going to have to agree with Steven in this one. I'm going to take Flint Beecher. Too much size, talent, speed, and skill for Class C. I look for them to run away with the Class C title in this one.
Crit, do you have any thoughts on Class C, or are you going to go with the Flint Beecher team?
I saw him play at Warren Fitzgerald against Henry Ford. Even though they lost that game, they still played tremendous. And that was a class, they played against a Class B opponent.
Yeah.
So against a Class C team, competing with a Class B team, I think they're going to run over the championship.
Yeah, it's not really much of a, you know, option with this one. I think Flint Beecher has this one. Now in the Class B, Steven, who you got in Class B?
Yeah, Class B's been interesting the entire year. I would say there's probably five or so teams that can win Class B. New Haven, Milan.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, Wyoming Godwin Heights, River Rouge.
Country Day.
That's your
I mean, they won it last year, so.
But they're sub-500 this year.
I know they lost Edmund Sumner, but other than that, they know and they have experience in the playoffs. So.
Yeah, but you could say like another team like Godwin Heights has experience in the playoffs. So at the end of the day, I take New Haven. Too much size. They're the tallest team in the state. Starting lineup in the state. So.
I don't know about that.
So who do you have, Randy?
I think I have Milan in this one.
Oh, you'll take Milan. Steven got New Haven. Greg?
Just for the record there, Arrington, Milan won the state championship last year, as you mistakenly said.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Detroit Country Day. And Class B, I'm going to take Henry Ford. You know, I've seen this team play a lot of times this year. The quickness of James Towns and Josh Davis, Mr. P himself, PSL himself, excuse me, has just transformed into a star this season. He's a star headed to Western Michigan. And I look for Henry Ford. You heard it here, folks. The Henry Ford Trojans will walk away with the Class B title this season.
You think they can win without a dominant big man down low?
Oh, trust me. Josh Davis will take care of everything down low. And with James Towns up around the perimeter, this team is loaded. They will be all right in the Class B this season.
Thanks for the animate decision from Greg. Crit, what are your thoughts on the Class B state championship?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Milan. I think the combination of Latin Davis and Nick Perkins down low, Buffalo commit, will just be too much for any other team. New Haven's a pretty good team. They're undefeated this season, but I'm going to have to go with Milan.
Steven, I know you got some, you know, some opinion about the Class A championship that's not going to agree with mine. Who do you have in the Class A?
At the end of the day, Arrington, I got to take Western. I mean, they're just too loaded at every position. I haven't seen one team legitimately stack up against them evenly. It's not a question.
Well, for me, it's U of D. Each year, they take one step closer to the Breslin, last year making it to the semifinals. And I think this year, they'll win it. You know, those guys are hungry, and they really want it. So I think I got U of D in this one. Greg, who do you have in the Class A?
For the Class A champion, I'm going to have to go with U of D Jesuit. You know, as I said earlier, I think Western will get them, will beat them in the Operation Friendship game, but I think U of D Jesuit will come back in the state semifinals and knock off Detroit Western. With the great coaching ability of Coach Pat Donnelly to break down this first game and transform the team into a winning team the second game, and with the great play of Cassius Winston on a big stage, he will not have a repeat performance of the Breslin he had last year. I think he will put on the show at the Breslin in both the semis and state championship games. And on the other hand, I got them taking on Saginaw Arthur Hill in the state championship game. I think Saginaw will knock off Muskegon in the other semifinal game and play U of D Jesuit. But I got U of D Jesuit for the Class A champion.
We're now going to transition to our picks for this week. You got a couple games today and only one game on Friday. And, you know, we got to discuss the big game Saturday. So to start off our picks, we got Rochester Adams at Clarkston. Randy, what are your thoughts on this game?
I know that Rochester Adams, they did decent throughout the year. I'm really going to have Clarkston in this one. I'll probably say an evenly matched game, probably like 63-54, something like that.
Steven?
Yeah, Clarkston won the first meeting of the year, but I don't think much of a chance. I got Clarkston.
I'm going to go with Clarkson as well. You know, their guard play and their team chemistry has built throughout the season. So I think I got Clarkson in this one over Rochester Adams, who hasn't really proved as much as they should have, I think. Next game, Muskegon at Rouge. Tough game. Fortunately, I'm going to have to take Muskegon on this one. Randy, what are your thoughts?
I know Muskegon, they did a real good run last year. I'm not familiar with this team this year. I know Rouge, they had a good start earlier in the year. But overall, I'm going to have to agree with you, Muskegon.
Steven?
No, I'm going with the upset. River Rouge over Muskegon. I think Jalen Gibson will stack up pretty good against Deontay Davis, and Lamonte Stone and his fellow guards will do just enough to get the Panthers by Muskegon. I'm going to give out a score on this one. River Rouge 65, Muskegon 59.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, if teams want to lose, now's the time. As a game of the regular season.
Yeah.
No more losing after this. Next game, we're going to go Plymouth at Wall Lake Western. I'm going to take Wall Lake Western in this one. This is going to be pretty, you know, maybe a 10-point curve at the last couple seconds. I think somebody's going to, you know, mess up and stuff like that. And one team's going to run away with it, and that team's going to be Wall Lake Western for me. Randy, what are your thoughts?
Hopefully it can be an overall defensively sound game, but I'm going to have to go with Wall Lake Western as well in this one.
Steven?
Well, for me, I'm going to keep my eye on the Gerald Booker of Wall Lake Western and Josh Reynolds of Plymouth. Reynolds can shoot the ball with the best of them, and Booker's a dynamic playmaker. So I'm gonna have to give the edge to Wall Lake Western just because it's on their home court.
Yeah, home court really helps. Yeah. With the Pontiac at Oak Park game, who do you have on this one? I think I'm gonna attempt to take Oak Park. I think it's a safe decision.
Yeah, I can agree because really, I'm not that familiar with Pontiac, but I know Oak Park they get after a little bit, you know, here and there. What you think about Steven?
If you were to ask me this, I'd say a month or so ago, I would have said easily Oak Park, but you know, ever since that Oak Park situation with their coach, they kind of underachieved, so
hit them hard.
I'm going to have to go with Pontiac in this one. They won earlier in the year. I'd say Pontiac 75, Oak Park 70.
I think those guys are ready, though. Regardless of what happened, I think those guys can play basketball at the end of the day. And, of course, some of their players might not be, you know, the same after the coach leaving, but like I said, I'm going to have to stick with my guns on this one. Oak Park has it. Last game, Ann Arbor Huron at Ypsilanti. Steven, what are your thoughts?
Ypsilanti, Lincoln. You know, Lincoln I had them ranked top 10 coming in the year, but they've just been 500. So, and Huron's been exactly what I expected of them. Two losses, I believe, on the year, and Xavier Cochran's been playing some of the best basketball in the state. So, I got Huron in this one.
I'm going to have to go with Huron too, Steven. Just off the paper, off the books, off the stat sheet and stuff like that, above 500 team going against a below or just right there 500 team. I'm going to have to go with Huron on this one. Randy, what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I think Huron's going to continue to get the run and definitely pass over Ypsilanti. Score prediction, 72-65.
All right, well, that wraps it up for our games this week, and that also wraps it up for our show. Check in next week for more information about high school basketball, figure out what happened this weekend, and also look forward to the highly anticipated state playoffs that start next week. You know, this is time for basketball. This is the time for basketball. This is the time people come out with their kids and watch these highly anticipated games, intense games. You know, these kids are on the line in this one. A lot of kids are seniors. This is their last go-around, so they're putting it all on the floor. And lose, you go home, win, you stay. And until then, we'll see you next week.